before we get back to the question which we ended off 2 weeks ago, which no one remembers.
I remember.
Said to you.
I don't remember what the question is, though. I remember what you asked.
Let's start with a case which is connected, as you'll see. That comes up very often in Basin. Believe it or not, this case comes up at least two or three times in the Basin that I am, once every year. This question. This inter. So we have a case that Reuven wants to sell his house, his apartment, and an agent approaches him and says, "No, how much do you want to sell your apartment for? I can get you a customer." So he says, "I want 1.5 million shekels." Okay. So the agent then finds a customer called Shimon. And he says to Shimon, "I've got an apartment for you," brings him round, and he's very interested in buying it. So Shimon says, "No, what's the price?" And the agent says the price is 1.6 million. Shimon is still interested in the apartments, even at that price. So he agrees to give 1.6 million for the transaction. Now,
I get the question.
The agent says that we're going to sign in the lawyer's office in Ramat Gan. I'll take you there. But the condition of the sale is that we're going to have the contract written at 1.5 million for tax reasons. And we need another 100,000 just underneath the table. You give me the 100,000 underneath the table in the car on the way to onto the Ramat Gan lawyer's office.
That really happens?
Yes.
People are so stupid.
And he understands that that is something which is normal. So he goes, the agent takes him to the lawyer's office. And in the car, Shimon, the buyer of the expensive property, understands it's 1.6 million, and the condition is to give the 100,000 to the agent. So he gives the 100,000 shekels to the agent in the car on the way to buy the property in the lawyer's office. So he's given the 100,000.
And the car's carjacked.
Then they get to the lawyer's office, and Reuven and Shimon discuss the details, and they sign the contract at 1.5 million. After signing the contract between Reuven and Shimon, the seller and the buyer, they discuss, and Reuven says, "You know, you've got a very good deal. 1.5 million for such an apartment is a good deal." Shimon said, "It's not such a good deal. I think it's like a bit overpriced, but I'm willing to take it because I like the area. 1.6 million is a bit overpriced." 1.6 million, says Reuven. "I sold it for 1.5 million. So Shimon says, "What do you mean? I gave 100 underneath the table to your agents on the journey." Reuven says, "What? He took 100,000? And now we have a dinter. The dinter is like this. They all three come to the basement. Reuven, the seller, Shimon, the buyer, and the agents. Reuven says, 100,000 was sold for 1.6 million. That's 100,000 is due to me who sold the apartments. Shimon says, "He sold it for 1.5 million. I gave 100,000 to this agent. He doesn't get no such thing as the agent fees of 100,000. It comes back to me." The agent says, "That was the deal. He wanted 1.5. He wanted 1.6. What's the problem? I took 100,000. So, who's correct? Or we're talking about someone who here is a gunner.
What?
Or maybe the agent is a gunner.
Oh, he is. But that's the agents are always.
If he's
gunner.
Correct, he's not a gunner.
But he's an agent, so that means he's a gunner.
What's his name? You got your 1.5.
What did I do wrong, says the agent? The seller said, "I sold it for 1.5.
Ah, you got it, you remember it.
Loyal.
But it's the difference. See, here it's much more clear. Here, the agent owes Shimon back the money. Because.
The buyer or the seller?
The buyer.
That's right.
Because Shimon paid him $100,000 for an apartment, he didn't give him an apartment. Reuven gave him an apartment, and Reuven sold him for $1.5 million, and he has $1.5 million. The fact that he lied and told him he was getting something for his 100,000 shekel doesn't make it not canadian.
That's my fees.
The agent's going to
No, he didn't say that.
Well,
he didn't say that.
He did say, no, he did say
he
that.
He said this is for the apartment.
This is for the apartment.
It's not for the apartment.
This is for getting the apartment.
No, no, that's not what he said. He
if you want it for the apartment, this is how you get the apartment.
No, he didn't say that. He first of all, is he in the United States or in Eretz Yisrael?
Eretz Yisrael.
Okay, so he didn't... Well, then you have a question, because it...
Okay.
The vinegar medina is that the buyer pays also here. So that's all right. I'm not
Did
so
he get
sure
a fee from anybody?
No fees.
Did he get any fees?
No fees.
I mean, he may be entitled.
100,000 covers my fees. I'm willing to be unsatisfied.
He may be entitled to it because he provided a service.
No fees.
But not because he took it as part of the sale.
No,
he was
the
guy
that
he came over to
that again.
Fees.
No fees.
6%.
No, not 6%.
No, but no fees.
Maximum is 2%.
Did he recommend the buyer and the seller?
So it's 4%. 4%.
Okay, so that would have been 70,000.
So he's a guy, but he gets to keep the money in.
Don't speak it out when the fees are much lower. It's like 1% each time.
He's a ganav, but he gets to keep money anyway.
If he's a ganav, then how can he keep the money? Ganav means he's taking money that is not his.
Well,
if he's taking money
his.
Which is his, he's not ganav.
It wasn't his, but he owes it to him anyway because he didn't. He provided the service.
The money goes to Reuven.
Yeah, by the way, it's not
the agent. The agent is a professional who's supposed to represent, supposed to sell houses. He makes
his
shit
he's
up.
Certainly professional.
He's getting his.
Sure.
If he didn't speak out his regular fee beforehand, then he takes the lowest in the market, which is either 1 or 2%.
Yes.
So
the agent doesn't get it.
The roommate should get it.
So you're saying the seller should get it?
The agent doesn't get it.
And the agent should get it.
Why should the seller get it?
Good answer from you.
Why does the seller get it?
Yeah.
Okay,
so
let us start.
The agent did him a favor, he sold it for more money.
Let's
he didn't sell it for more
money.
He did not sell it for more money.
Of course he did.
Number one on the papers. And it says like this. There's a marik that says like this. Tell me, says the agent to the seller, how much you need to sell this property, and I'll sell it for you at that price. And he doesn't ask for any fees for that job. And the seller says, you know what, I want 1.5 million. And he doesn't speak out, you know, I want 1.5 and you can keep the rest. He doesn't speak it out. I feel a hawk, he says, the Marik, Hakol Nashriach. All that money which he gets, more than 1.5, goes to the agents.
Wow. It's different nowadays. I'll tell you why. You don't know. You don't suggest it. It's different nowadays. Because when the agent came to him, and he said, I'm an agent, he knew that he has to pay a certain fee.
Who? The buyer?
Somebody knew that there's a fee.
In the real
they might not have discussed the fee, but he was taking a hanacha that if the guy
sells
his company has
the seller.
But he can't take a million shekel fee. He can take mikubal v'shul.
That's what he said. He's a guy, but he owes him the money anyway.
You're saying in case there's no standard.
Shaliach
can get from the 100,000 shekel plus mikubal v'shul. I don't think it's the same time as the over.
Not from that.
You're saying nothing
from
the football, you can get anything you want.
You're saying the time of the shulchan Marik, there was no such job that fixed fees. Okay.
What is the case in the Marik?
Nowadays,
the case of agents.
What is this word, Ash?
Obne, in Tinsha Ash Yosefa, in me,
what's Ash Yosefa?
If you want, to choose me, and I'll sell it for you.
Oh, there's something that he's selling for him.
Yeah, I'll sell it for you.
Why is he called him a shliach? He's a mitzvah, he's not a shliach. Unless he's a shliach, which is a different story.
Okay.
The agent is not being a shliach here.
An agent is not a shliach.
You're going to say something. Well, I said, how much do you want? 1.5 million. That's what you asked him at the beginning.
Whatever he sells it for, he gets some more money. He didn't go there and say, I'm prepared to pay 1.6 million. He gave him 100,000. And he had some understanding, rather misleading understanding, if you ask me. And he paid 1.5 million for the house. He didn't pay more money for the house.
That I'm with her.
And what's the lush pay any more money for the house? And therefore, the Senate said, whatever you get more, you can keep. Or even if he didn't say whatever you get more, you can sign for more. He took $100,000 on the table. So no one should know about it.
Don't you hear the Senate say, sell it for me for 1.5. Yeah, Myrick says that even if you didn't say keep the rest, it's automatically you can keep the rest over and above 1.5. So I sold it 1.6. I can keep the rest.
1.6 million for the house. He took before he got to them. They're talking about making a deal. He gave 100,000.
That's part of the deal.
Would you feel differently?
It's not part of the deal.
Would you feel differently?
Okay.
Yes, I will.
Maybe you're right. Maybe you're not.
He said he would think differently if the contract said 1.6.
So
I gradually agree with that. However, I don't usually agree with a lot of people. Right now, I agree with everybody. Right now,
Hanukkah has done you a world of good.
All the oil in my system.
More lacquers. Okay, so number two, the tour brings down a tshuva sarosh, and it goes like this. Was asked to the Rosh, Yamdeinu Rabbeinu, tell us, our Rabbi, Reuven noten lo chefetz l'sasur limko. Reuven gives a agent a object to sell. But Dalet, he asked him to send it for 4. But machlo lo b'shisha, and the agent sold it for 6. Im chayav v'tzen lo tesefes, can the agent keep it, or does he have to give the tesefes, the extras, to the seller? Teshuva, says the Rosh, this is the answer. Yearly, Chateau Sefers, who shall Reuven? The extras have to go to the seller. The seller gets the extras. Shari lo hikna Reuven achetzvetis, and the object doesn't belong to the agent. And the Mishlicha Samocha, he's just a agent to sell. It doesn't belong to him. Miyad Shukimbo Hamas, Zocha Behem Reuven. As soon as the agent receives money, it automatically goes into the jurisdiction of the seller. Kila bar yoda, as if it came to the seller's hands directly. Because he got it as acting as a shliach of the seller. The kibbutz kibbutz shikhoso hikda hakuna master balachifetz. So since he received the money from the buyer's intention when giving that money was to give it to the seller, so it goes to the seller.
But this is
so we see from the Rosh that the Rosh argues apparently with the Marik and says that what the agent sells over and above the asking price, I asked for that 4 and you sold it for 6, that extra bit the agent can't keep and he has to give it to who? The seller.
If the agent would take 1.6 and give 1.5 to the owner, could it be as if the agent is buying it and then selling it to the other guy for 1.6?
No. Because to buy property is that you have to write a contract. So if the agent would have bought the property himself by buying it through the contract, then he would have.
Now, what if the agent then went to the seller and said, guess what, I think I'd get you an extra 2. If I can, could you split it with me 50-50?
And he agrees that any conditions are... Right.
Even if it's after the fact. Even after he really...
After the fact, it's different. Too late.
He just didn't tell him about it.
Yeah. So we have a machlokus on the surface between the Marik, which says the agent can keep it, and the Rosh, which says no, you have to give it over to the seller. The halacha, the Beis Yosef paskens, and says like this, that if you don't speak any conditions out, then the money has to go to the seller like the Rosh. If you speak out and said to the seller, you know what, I'll sell it for 1.5 and anything else I want to take for myself, and he says Veseta, then of course, then the agent can keep all the addition.
So he's not holding like the Marik, he's rejecting the Marik.
Yes, he's rejecting the Marik on that. So the halakha says the Shulchan Aruch, it doesn't go to the agent, it goes to the seller.
This Rosh has nothing to do with our case.
Explain why it's got nothing to do with our case.
Because here we had a discussion between directly the buyer and the seller. The seller said, I want 1.5 million, and the buyer said, fine, there's no discussion by the Rosh's case. It's all the sarsur in between.
And their commissions. The architect has commissions. This is a case of no commission.
Forget about commissions. But here, the seller is saying, I want $1.5 million. The buyer says, fine, here's $1.5
million.
It's
savings.
What?
The seller is saying, I want $1.5 to the agent. The agent found in the buyer and said, I can pay $1.65 to the buyer. The contract.
The buyer
signed the contract to $1.5.
The buyer never said here that I'm going to pay you $1.5 million. In our case, the buyer said, fine. I'm paying you
$1.5 million.
No, he's the roommate to the seller. He said $1.5 million.
He told his agent, "I'll give $1.6 million."
That's what he said.
And even when I gave the money over with the idea of $1.6 million, and when I signed the contract, I was giving $1.6 million.
No, when you signed the contract,
I saw $1.5 million, but I interpreted in the contract when I saw the words $1.5 million, I read it as $1.6 million. Because I knew that, in my mind, with the buyer, that this meant 1.6. I was asking him to 1.6.
Okay, now you're changing the facts of the case.
That's what the... No, no facts change.
He said that they
no
both...
No facts change.
He said they both...
Something over here.
What?
The problem is the agent lied.
We're not talking about whether he did the right thing. We're talking about, halakhically, who the money goes to.
He didn't say the property cost 1.6.
He said, if you want the property, you're going to have to pay 1.6. That's what he said. And that has to be get the first 100,000 before you go to the noise office. And in exchange for the property. That's what he said.
When Reuven and Shimon, right, the buyer and the seller, they were sitting down by themselves in the lawyer's office. They were working out the details of the contract. One of those details is the price, no?
Discussing about the price.
Lots of people make contracts with different numbers on them.
We're discussing about the price.
Tax purposes, remember?
Okay. Now, let's go to another case and then come back to this.
Oh. Look at the oil case.
We'll get there, don't worry. Now, I am moving. Let's choose different names so people will get my blood. Levi is going to Kutz Lawrence and he's going to travel through duty free. Yehuda asks Levi, do me a favor. You're going through duty free. Here's some money. Buy a bottle of whiskey for me. So Levi goes to the airport, he goes to duty free and he sees that if you buy one bottle of whiskey you get another bottle free. So he buys, using Levy's money, he buys the bottle of whiskey and now he's got two bottles. Comes back.
He buys one bottle or he buys two bottles?
One.
He buys one and gets a free one.
And gets one free. He comes back to Levy and says, here's your bottle of whiskey. And you know what? Don't worry, I got a benefit from this because I got the other bottle. You have this bottle and I've got the other bottle. Baby turns around to see, what do you mean? Why did you buy the bottle? Because of me. Which money do you use to buy the bottle? My money. So therefore, the extra bottle is what I deserve. You, the agent, can't keep the extra bottle. Only you have to give the bottle to me, who told you to go on the job and use my money. So who's entitled to that bottle, extra bottle of whiskey that was given in duty free?
The one who paid the money.
The one who sent him with the money, or the agent who bought it?
Agent. One who sent him.
The guy that bought it.
The agent.
The guy that bought it.
The guy bought it.
Well, I went against me.
No.
You're sure the guy that bought it.
I said the one who sent him.
I had to see the action.
Agent.
I had to see the action.
Edward agent. I was saying that as a clinic, if it's a discount versus free, meaning if it was buy one, get second one half price, and then the agent used his money, then he gets the full benefit. But in this case, the entire purchase is him. He gets whatever comes with it. It comes with a bag, it comes with the flour, it comes with whatever comes with it.
Okay, so we've got a machlokas. They're arguing about it, obviously.
The so, does the action, he gets it.
So look, let's look at number five.
No?
Number five, out of order here. Number five. So the Shulchan Aruch brings down a halacha which is based on the Gemara Sukkos. And it goes like this. Hayashah kotze v'yutua. It's a, everyone understood that it's a fixed price. It's a fixed price to buy a certain object. the Hosifu Lashiach Dominion B'Mishpul Mita. And when the object was bought, the agent was able to get extra, more than the going rate, a special deal. He got the special deal. Kol Shehitzav Lo Amokim HaRishol Shnehem. Anything which is added to that sale is split. The agent and the one who sent it have to share the addition.
We have a fixed price.
Why? There's also a fixed price. Why? So the most of the Rishonim explain is that because we needed both of us to get the addition. Why? I needed your money to buy the object. So of course you who sent me is essential for the addition. Without your money, we wouldn't buy anything. We wouldn't get anything. You needed me in order to get the addition as well, because without me going to him and choosing him and being able to show my face to him, you would not be able to get the addition. So therefore, since we're essential, both of us, to get that, therefore we split together. So now let's go back to our first case. If we're saying that you're going to have to split the whiskey bottle, which I got extra for you, so why don't we say over here, back in our first place, you asked me to go 1.5 million for your property. I went and got you a bonus. 100,000 bonus. 1.6 million. That bonus, let's say, should split between 50-50 between me, the agent, and you, the seller. So therefore, the agent, should at least, okay, I can't get 100,000 because of the rush, but I should be able to get 50,000 because of the Gemara and Subas that says, I created that with your object. I also created that addition, so therefore I'm entitled to half the addition. That extra 100,000 should be split. I should get 50,000 at least.
There's a big difference. With selling a house, there's nothing cuts with me a deal. It's all open for negotiation.
It's open for negotiation, but you're the one who fixed it by asking 1.5. You said, I'm prepared 1.5. I could easily have sold it 1.5. Ask for 1.6. My expertise got the 1.6, so I should get half the expertise.
It's my house to sell.
So it's your money.
You have no right on my house. I'm selling the house. If you want a fee, we'll discuss a fee. You can't decide to take my fee. But if I ask you for one bottle of booze, if there's something else, to say that. That's nothing.
It's your money. Using my money. My money to buy the How do you say it? Money to buy the booze.
You have no right to sell my house.
What is it? You told me to sell the house.
That's 1.5. You can't make money on.
You've been happy with 1.5. You would have been happy with 1.5.
It's irrelevant. It's my house. It's the house. Whatever the house gets, that's what I get. He wasn't selling a bottle of booze. He was buying a bottle of booze.
It's not. He went to the guy and said, we're making a deal for the house. Let's make sure the field's right. It's 1.5. It's 1.5.
But we passed the light to Rosh.
Flip the case.
You pass the Rosh. The money goes to the seller. But now we say, okay, the whole 100,000 goes to the seller. But the agent's saying, I created that 100,000. You have to give half to me.
In the case of the rush. That's right. In the case of the rush, he's paying for the product. Here, he's paying for his professional ability.
Flip the case. The guy wants 1.5. The seller wants the buyer wants 1.4. So the agent says, "I'm going to go handle with the seller and say I can only get 1.4." In a case like and he saves 100,000 check. So maybe in a case like that, he can say, "Let's split the 100,000."
No, the opposite. Because there you're getting what I want. It's not an addition. That's not a condition. I'm only prepared to pay 1.4. You got me 1.5.
No,
but here,
1.5.
I want 1.5. I don't have any expectations more than 1.5. You managed to get something which I didn't expect. 1.6. Okay. There's halakha which says that the money goes to me. But I should
my
get
product.
That expectation.
My product.
It's your money with the whiskey.
You can't. Yeah, you can argue with me, but you know I'm right.
In real estate, I think one of the ways they say about what's market price, whatever a buyer and seller agree to, that becomes a definition of what the market value is. So, it's not that the realtor's expertise is what caused the 1.6. One could argue that's what the market price was. And if it wasn't for the realtor, he would have averaged 1.5. 10 people would have ran, and they would have had a bidding war, and it ended up at 1.6. So you're at 1.6 anyway.
It's above the market price, even. Let's say it's above the market price. Then you wouldn't say that?
I'm saying, how do you define market price? The market price is defined by when a buyer and seller agree on terms.
I'm an agent.
You're putting it in a very specific case. You're saying that no, you would be able to get 1.6 in any case. What happens is so obvious that he got a bargain. Then you wouldn't apply. You want to be more broad than our definition. You've got to say... Okay, that's also true. But what happens if we set out to look? I want 1.5, and that's I don't expect any more.
That's a different story.
I don't expect I'm going to get any more.
That's a different story.
So then you'll say it'll be different halacha.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to tell you that it wouldn't be different halacha. I'm going to tell you it wouldn't be different.
It depends on his intention.
Okay.
Let's say he says, I don't want one.
So number six.
I don't want it. It would be amazing.
Number six. The Ksos HaKoshen says like this. Mi'u Nira appears to me, says the Ksos. The high nidzafka, this halacha is only true for Nosin HaShiach, Umushum Zabolo, Hano, Aizei, Balabayas. He gave it to Shliach, and there's a sense of benefit created. Avul im nosim befeirish abalabayas. But if the one giving the extra says clearly, I'm giving it to the person who sent you. That's who I'm giving the money for. Gam nadas rif hakol abalabayas. And everyone agrees that that money doesn't go to the agent at all. It was given clearly not to the agent. I gave this addition not to you, the agent, but to the person who came to.
What about that sucker class?
So therefore, even in a case when I said, look, I want 1.5 million property, you know what? I have no expectations for more because I don't think anyone's for sugar to pay more than 1.5. So 1.5. And then the agent goes and finds Takam for sugar know who wants to pay 1.6. Still the whole 100,000 goes to the seller because when the gives the 1.6, the extra 100,000, who does he want to give the 100,000 to? Who does he think he's giving that 100,000 to? I'm giving it specifically to the person who's selling me this object. So therefore, all the 100,000 goes to the seller. The agent can't take it.
But what if during the agent's trickery with the seller, he worded it to the buyer, he said, 1.6, okay, I agree, but you should know. The condition is not giving 100 on the table. The condition is 100 goes to me as my agent's fee, and 1.5 goes to, and the buyer says fine.
With that change, so then you're agreeing a deal with him.
But the seller didn't agree. The seller didn't.
That's bad. He's agreeing a deal.
That's my fee.
That's my fee for you. That's my fee for working for you. That's a different deal.
It's different in this case though, because the buyer knows the seller is going to give the agent the commission.
No. Doesn't know what the deal is.
He knows there's a commission.
He doesn't know what the deal is.
He knows there's a chelek.
No. In fact, two of the cases this year was that the agent didn't represent himself as an agent. He says, I'm a friend of the family.
Go to the buyer.
Yes.
And he's really an agent.
He's not really an agent.
He's not a friend anymore.
Same agent?
Yes.
Was the same agent in both cases?
No, different person. Look, if he lost the first time round, it's not going to do anything.
He was a double life, but he wasn't a friend of the family.
Maybe he was.
He was before. He was beforehand.
Now, let's come back to the whiskey bottle. Do we say there also that the shop gave the whiskey bottle for the person who owns the money?
No.
Or do we say it splits over there?
He's probably giving it to the agent, actually. He has no idea about the guy at the chalet. The seller only knows about the
What is that addition that you buy one bottle, if you buy me one bottle, you get another bottle free? What is the idea of the shop when they're giving that extra deal?
I think
Who are they intending that bottle to go to?
The shaliach. They want to bring customers into the store. They want the foot traffic.
There's two shops next to each
other. Why do businesses do deals? Because they want customers to come back to them. the money. Or they want more money to come to them because the deal entices people to buy, which they wouldn't buy.
More money.
So more money, so therefore they're giving the deal for the money, not for the customer. I'm not giving you to. I'm giving this deal because I want you to come again and again and again. I'm giving this deal because I want your money. So whoever who owns the money, that's the deal for.
Love that, sir.
Your money's got to me. So they, then I'm giving the extra deal to the person who owns the money.
They want the guy that buys liquor to come to them to buy the liquor for other people.
The agent could have gone to two duty-free shops. Why did he go to this one? Because the same bottle, he gets the second one for free.
He could have gone to
the exact same
store.
Bottle, the same price. But he
exactly.
Get
so
one for
the shliach is the one they're trying to motivate, not the buyer.
Not the shliach.
They're all saying the same thing. Agent.
No,
he's
the
agent.
He's saying not the shliach.
Not the agent.
The money.
Why? They want the money. The owner of the money. Who's the owner of the money?
I think it's the Shalom.
So he's representing the money, but they're giving the deal to the money. No. Whoever's the money, that's what they want.
They're giving it to a person to decide to come into their shop.
Something no, that's the if they're it. Giving the deal for, we want you to come again, and we want to build a relationship with you.
Okay.
So come again, come again,
they
come
want
again.
The business.
We want you to come down.
Come to me, don't come to him. You're persuading a person. And
we're not interested in you. We're interested in your money.
Yeah, but you're
no, we're
this time round.
We're interested in the money you're going to bring from all the other people that you do.
Ah, that's it. You're saying I'm interested in you recommending back to us. That's not what the reason.
Why didn't walk out the store?
Why not?
They're not expecting that you'll come back because of this deal. And I give you a riot. How many times does a person fly from Kutzar says as well?
Depends who?
Israelis?
It depends on
how many times they expect them to come back, this customer, very
absolutely.
Soon.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There are people
they
that fly once
the
a week.
Now. They want your money, but they want you to walk in the store now. Right. I'm putting up a sign, buy one, get one free. Otherwise,
we want you to walk in the store to us to give
now.
You your money.
Now.
What is your money we want?
Now.
You chose us,
now.
Fine. But you chose us because you saw a sign.
Right.
But we're giving the deal to us
for the money.
We're giving it because
of
this money. No, you could be, I'm not giving it for the money. I'm actually losing this time, but I'm doing it now so you come back next time.
So
I give it to the person, not to the money.
I've got something against what you said.
I disagree with you.
I've got something against what you said.
It's giving it to the money, not the person.
I've got something against what you said.
Yeah, eventually, but not this specific money.
I go into the duty free store with someone else's money to buy a bottle of 30-year-old Glenmorangie.
Yes.
It costs £100.
Yes.
Okay. All of a sudden, then, next to it, I see get two bottles of Glenfiddich, one free, for the same £100. They're going to get the money. The shop's going to get the money.
No, they're not.
Why
are they going to get the money? I wouldn't buy one for £100. I'd buy two for £100. No, I'd buy two for £100, not one for £100. Since all the shops out here, when they give Mivstars, they're just doing it in order to get more money.
But that's the decision of the guy. He could have bought the Glenmorangie. Do you think the guy would have been happy?
Okay, you're all right over here. That goes to the agents, but not because of your reasoning.
Wait a minute, I have a different I think for my reason, but there's a difference. There's another thing. Let's say I am the agent. I go in there and they say, you buy this one, you get one free, and say, you know, I'm tired. I don't want to carry two bottles around. Just give me the one. He can't hide it from me for the other one that he never asked for. I can walk out of there with just the one bottle and give it to him, and I'd be fine.
Fine.
So this second one is completely because I opted to take it. So it should be mine.
Right, let's see the guys who take it. The guy whose money it is can money for the bottle. Where's my bottle?
Maybe he can.
I'm asking you.
Yes.
I'm just asking.
If he's giving it and he denies it, maybe he can.
Which is what?
If it was given and he says, look, I don't want it. And he hasn't got good reason for not wanting it.
I don't want to slap
him. He doesn't want to slap him.
Okay, sure.
He sent him to get one.
He could have chosen.
We're interested, bottom line is, we're interested when the shop says the addition, who they're giving their das to that addition. We're giving it to the owner
to the
of the
guy.
Money.
They don't know who the owner of the money is. They're giving it to the guy in line.
We're giving it to this money. Not the owner, not him, not him. The money, this money entices me. I want this $100 in my pocket now, and I'm giving it to in exchange for the $100. That's what
they give it to the
and therefore, we have to work out whose
$100
that is.
Let me ask you a question.
You give
I give you $100.
It does really matter. It's a duty free there, so it's from $100.
Yes.
Anyway, so
you walk in, yes, and you can buy it for $90. And I said, here's $100, buy me a bottle, it's $100. And I get it for $90.
Yes.
Who's $10?
I'm sure everyone agrees, Dunbach Locus, the $10 returns to the person who sent it.
Let's say I handle with the guy. Let's say it's $100 and
still,
I handle.
Still goes
I'll
to.
Pay
still
$90.
Goes to. Still
you're
goes
a
to.
Why? You're being I earn that money. Do your money. Best to get him
I earn that money.
No, it's his money always. It still remains his money. It never didn't be his money.
If somebody gives somebody, say, look after this £100 for me for the next 2 months. So he carries around his £100 for me.
Yes.
And he goes into a shop, and the guy's offering him a bargain.
Yes.
Okay. And the bargain is £100. The only £100 he's got him at the moment is somebody else's money. It's you.
Yeah, done it.
Whose is it?
I done if something, maybe we'll get to that.
No, but who is the shopkeeper trying to get to buy it?
Whoever is the money, and it's a discussion of I got know whose money it is. There's a discussion of whose money is. But it's the money. There's the money. Who's the money?
No
money. Maybe the dozen's money by that time. Maybe because he stole it, it's his money.
But for the shopkeeper's point of view, they're trying
they
to
give it
the
no, I'm not interested in Fred, I'm not interested in Ruben and Shimon, I'm just giving it that $100.
Okay. What is it based upon?
Okay, I'm glad everyone has got involved in this. But you're all wrong and right. You're right for the halacha, wrong for the reason. Here you have to split it. But for only one reason why you split it. It's because here, the one who sent him...
Wait, here is by the real estate?
No.
No, but...
By the booth.
Here. You're saying is that, well, Shimon should get it because he chose the shop. Yeah? Well, Reuben could turn around and say, look, if I would have gone myself, I would also chose that shop. You didn't do anything to get the addition which I couldn't have done myself. And therefore, the shopkeeper, I'll just give you
$1,000 ticket to go
for but when we're talking about duty free, Reuben can never go to the shop and buy this bottle because the duty free can only sell to people who have boarding cards. Part of the deal is, if you produce a boarding card, then we can sell you the duty free. If you don't have a boarding card, you can't do the duty. So therefore, like here, that we have partners who gave, so to speak, the money. Because we got the $100 from the person who sent him, and we got the boarding pass from the person who actually picked up the bottle. And together, that was necessary for any transaction to take place. And because both were given, now the bottle came. So therefore, you needed input, physical input of money from Reuven who sent him, and money from the shliach who bought the ticket. Together, they created the addition, so therefore it's like people bought the bottle together, and therefore the addition goes to both of them.
What if I don't understand what's special about the case? If I say to you, oh, you're going to go to Tel Aviv, you're going to go past the shop, I'm buying such and such. I can't go.
You can go. You could go.
I can go, so go get a boarding card. I can do anything.
But it's not the requirement of the shop in Tel Aviv that you had to come from Yerushalayim in order to buy.
It's a requirement.
There's a part of the shop says you have to produce the boarding card which
okay,
costs money. So therefore you invested money to get the whiskey bottle. You invested money. You invested money according to the seller.
It's required by law.
The seller says, I give the bottle to the physical money and also the other money which is the boarding card.
The tell that he's the one who had to take the card.
With everything was impossible.
Yes, you can. You can also go and buy a boarding card.
Okay.
What do you mean it's impossible? It's not impossible.
Save money. Save money is not impossible.
Why is it impossible?
Save money. Save money is not because the money physically belongs to the person.
Okay.
It was never used.
So you think 2,000 is a lot of money. I think 100 shekels, save 50 shekels to go back and forth to Tel Aviv.
Okay.
I'm spending all day a lot of money. That's just a judgment.
Okay. We'll argue with this after the show.
I don't think there's any difference.
Okay. We'll argue after the show. But that's the halakha. So if you go to a pizza shop and you get additions, it goes to the person who sent you, but to duty free, you have to split it.
Well, what if I, instead of get one free, was like you said, get another one for an extra dollar?
Off.
For so an extra dollar, and I pay my own dollar.
Yeah, pay an extra dollar, then you're now a partner in creating it.
And therefore
but
you
sold the question is, how much of a partner are you?
spent the whole bottle.
Okay, we'll discuss that.
That is
next
dollar.
Week.
It's
discuss
not
that next week. How much money do you have to
do?
That we'll discuss next week.
Okay.
Here's a 50-50 deal, because you need this for the sale. Each one is intrinsic. Now, final case, hopefully we have time to talk about it in detail. The oil case! What's the oil case? Chanukah comes!
What are we passing with the...
We're paskins that the agent has to give so far. That we paskins in the agent case, he has to give the whole 100,000 to the seller, and he's not entitled to that 100,000 because it was being specifically given to the seller by the buyer. But in the duty free case, since the shop can only, they intending to give it to the one who produces the boarding card and the money. So therefore, because that's the law, so therefore the bottle, extra bottle, goes jointly 50-50 to them.
Is the agent allowed his commission?
Yes. Yes. Right, his commission, but lowest commission.
And the seller can't find out if he was ripped off by the agent?
Maybe we'll get there. Now.
For the buyer.
The buyer. Yeah. Now the case of the shaman. The case of the shaman is like this. It's before Chanukah. Root, and Yankel gets a phone call from his wife and says, I forgot about the oil. It's Erev Chanukah, get me some oil. Yankel goes out to the Beis HaMidrash and he sees there's a box of 20 bottles of oil being sold for 20 shekels a bottle. So he has a eye on, he takes out his pockets and he sees he's only got one shekel. What's he going to do? So he has a good chak in his mind. He says like this, look, I got one shekel, my wife needs oil, Shalom Bais, one shekel, oil 20 shekels, what am I going to do? Think, good idea. You know what? I'm going to change the sign from 20 shekels to 21 shekels, and then 19 bottles get sold, and then you're now short of one shekel. So I'll give one shekel and I'll take the 20th bottle. That's what he does. Like a tzaddik he is, he stands there for half an hour, watching as people come and take and take and take. And there's one bottle left, he puts the one shekel in and then takes the bottle. Halfway through Chanukah.
There's no seller. Just
yes, there's a box in
there. He's not.
Yeah, yeah, I got it.
Halfway through the Chanukah, he starts having doubts and fears that maybe something's wrong here. So he goes and asks a rav, has he done something wrong, and has he been yoked to the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah for the last 4 nights, or maybe he hasn't? So that was the shot.
Great. Now, so he took himself to Beis Din.
He took himself, yes?
That depends if it was Shalom Bayis or Petruch Nefesh.
So the Shulchan Aruch says, like this, number 3.
Number 3?
Yeah. So we're up to now, based on what we've learned, what would you say he's done?
Well, nothing to do with what we learned. I still say he stole money. He stole the oil.
Is the oil he stole? He didn't steal the oil.
He stole the oil.
Him to make.
So he says like this. You know the cheshbon is like this. I'm an agent for selling.
Nobody made him an agent.
You wanted 20 shekels for your bottles. I gave you 20. I sold it for 21 shekels. All those addition of 1 shekels every time is I got the addition for myself. I sold yours for 20. I told the seller, the seller wants 20. I told the buyer 21. I keep the 1 shekel each time. That's what is in his head.
At best, he was the kind of
a according to the halacha, what we said, do all those additions belong to him or not?
It doesn't matter. He stole it before he got the additions, not after.
No, he didn't take the bottle out.
What do you mean?
He stood there and waited for 19 bottles being sold, and then he put his 1 shekel in and took the bottle out.
Oh, that's what he did?
Yes!
Very honorable.
Yeah. So therefore, what's it like our case? You asked for 1.5 million and you get 1.6. So here, you asked for 20, I gave you 21. I want to keep the 1. Can you keep the 1? According to what we learned?
No.
Who does that 1 belong to?
The buyer.
The owner.
They were all
buyers. No, according to our Who's the 1.6 Lawton?
The seller never appointed him as an agent. He gave him a by himself.
I can't appoint myself as an agent.
How can you appoint yourself
as an agent?
He wasn't Zohar to me. I don't want this guy as an agent.
I gave you extra.
I'm getting a bad reputation for this guy.
No, 21 is good. Everyone's mustering.
That's not
Zohar. Everyone's mustering at 21. So who does the money go to?
Zohar was from
the seller. Right. So the seller gets his money, yes?
Yes.
No.
Yeah, but does
no.
he
so
get another 19 shekel?
So therefore, the last bottle
belongs to the seller.
Also still belongs to the seller.
Right.
And he only paid one shekel. So he stole the oil. Stole the oil, says the Mishnah Berurah. There's a big doubt whether he's been yoked to the mitzvah at all. Yeah, that's according to what we learnt up to. I am a self-appointed agent.
If you ask me to go to the shop and buy you a bag of milk, it costs 5 shekels, and I come back to you and lie and I say, it costs me 6 shekels, give me 6 shekels, I don't care because I'm appointing myself an agent.
If I do benefit for you, I'm a self-appointed agent. I did a benefit for you.
I lied to you, give me 6 shekels, give me 6 shekels.
I'm a self-appointed agent. I can self-appoint myself to be an agent.
What's for the report for that? But I don't want you didn't do
you're
anything.
You're not
you didn't do me any good.
You're getting extra 19
somebody
shekels.
Else would, I'm
you're
not.
Getting
somebody else would have
bought this. Halakha, we're saying
why am I getting extra 19
shekels? Because I sold it for 21.
But in the end, I'm getting the same 20
shekels. No, because if it belongs to you, then I have to pay the other 19 shekels.
But you didn't make me any better off after 20 bottles are gone.
Now the Kuntz Halakha says, are you happy what he did? Yes, I'm happy what he did. And he owes me 19.
That's not Zachar.
Yeah,
for you to change the price and lie on my product is not Zachar Shalom.
If you get more money, you get more money.
It's not, still not Zachar.
Okay, I see we're not going to finish here, but we'll say one thing.
You hold that the guy did a good job?
And you can think about it till next week. But this
is a terrible job.
We have to say like this. The Shulchan Aruch number 3 says like this, and it changes everything. In Sarkon Meruvim Bedom and Yikorim, if you hire somebody, he rented out the property which he thought belonged to Reuben for a lot of money. Vinitza buys to Shimon and he found out that the house that was rented from Reuben didn't belong to Reuben, it belonged to Shimon. Lo yifra lo ela kafima shesotu machem. He only has to pay, he gets his money back from the liar who thought it was his property. And now that he's lived there, he has to pay the rent, but he only has to pay the rent of the going price.
This guy has to give back a shekel to everybody.
So, for example, Reuven rented the apartment out for $500, found out it wasn't Reuven's apartment, so the din is that he gets back the $500, and now he has to give $400 to the real owner, because that was the going rate. How does this fit into what we understood from the Rosh? That whenever you do something for the benefit of the, you're an agent for him and you get an addition, the addition goes to the seller. So here should be that all 500 should go to the owner of the house. Why do we say he doesn't get the $500? It goes back to, so to speak, the buyer, the money here.
Because
he was never
an agent for him when you were taking the $100,000. You were an agent for yourself.
Because you weren't an agent to make the transaction. If I make you an agent to make the transaction, and you make a transaction above my expectation, then that money goes to the one who sent you. Ask for 1.5, you make 1.6. Yeah, so it goes to me. But if I didn't appoint you as an agent at all, therefore where you just tricked people, then who did you trick? You check the buyer. So therefore you took money out of the buyer's hands, shloka's in. It goes back to the buyer. So therefore, in the case of the oil, the money, he wasn't appointed as an agent. Therefore that one shekels go back to the ones who bought those bottles. It means therefore, you have to think two things for next week. One thing, you have to think, okay, so, who stole that money, that one shekel?
Forget about the money.
The one shekel
he
we say
stole
is
the oil.
The one shekel, before again, the one shekel, the one shekel belongs to those buyers. Who stole it?
He stole it.
Who stole that one shekel?
The guy that changed
the seller of the oil or the one who changed it?
The one who changed
it. You have to think about it. Think about it. Is he Yotza Halakha and there's a lawyer there? And think about this. In the case of the 1.5, and I changed it to 1.6, that made you an agent.
Nobody stole the 1 second.
But, I tell you what, don't think about it, I'll tell you the answer now. The din of the Rosh is only when I make you an agent to buy and sell. An agent nowadays, is he an agent to buy and sell?
What do you mean to buy and sell?
I'm putting you to sell this product for me and make the contract and receive the money. Is that what agents nowadays do on property? What's their job?
Make a shitter.
Just to make a shitter. So therefore, in the selling and buying part, he wasn't an agent. And therefore, any money he gets from the selling and buyers is not as an agent. Therefore, the money goes back to the buyers.
Whoa.
So all the 100,000 doesn't go to the sellers.
It goes back
to the buyers because he wasn't an agent for the sellers for the buying and selling. Think about next week about the oil.
Oh my God.